This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A 1,000-year flood in South Carolina starts the week. Our prayers of support for all our listeners in South Carolina. Also, the aftermath from the deadly shooting in Oregon last week motivates a thoughtful conversation on our program about sudden violence within a family. The immigration debate of today is nothing like the one 50 years ago. We'll note this hour some ironies and a historic anniversary from the pen of President LBJ. But we begin this hour with a big military question. What can air power accomplish, if anything, in the prolonged wars in Syria and Afghanistan? We have two examples. U.S. firepower in Afghanistan produces horrible civilian casualties at a hospital in Kunduz, and Russian airstrikes in Syria turn out to be more symbolic than significant in that civil war. But first, the aftermath of an airstrike on a civilian hospital in Afghanistan over the weekend. The place was Kunduz, Afghanistan, where a scene of recent Taliban attacks and Afghan counterattacks has renewed sectarian violence there. But it was a U.S. gunship that was responsible for killing at least 22 people while critically injuring at least 37 others at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. Army General John F. Campbell, commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, lays the blame on the Taliban.
As you know, the United States military takes extraordinary steps to avoid harm to civilians. However, the Taliban have purposely chosen to fight from within a heavily urbanized area, purposely placing civilians in harm's way. We will continue to take all necessary steps to avoid future civilian casualties. Again, I want to offer my deepest condolences to those innocent civilians who were harmed and killed on Saturday.
President Obama also offered his condolences to the dead and wounded, while the medical staff at the hospital called the attack a possible war crime. Vicki Hawkins is executive director at Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières, the organization that ran the hospital.
In any conflict zone, MSF, Doctors Without Borders, is in contact with all the parties to the conflict. It's very important to us that they understand who we are and where we are. And in this case, GPS coordinates of the hospital have been handed over on a frequent basis to military representatives in Afghanistan, and they were most recently updated on the 29th of September as to those GPS coordinates. When the bombing started, we were indeed in contact with military representatives in both Kabul and in Washington, but the bombing continued for approximately another half hour to 40 minutes after those initial calls were made.
The fact that you were in contact with military representatives in Washington suggests this was a U.S. airstrike.
We are aware that U.S. Forces were operating in the area at the time, and so therefore we were reaching out to all military forces that we knew were engaged in active combat, and that would include Afghans and the U.S.
Although I'm trying to understand this from the perspective of a doctor on the ground, I mean, he's or she are seeing American gunships flying over this hospital for 30 minutes, pounding the area and producing these casualties. I mean, you have to be pretty specific about get that American gunship out of the sky if you're going to have any results here.
Yeah, you can imagine. I mean, for our medical staff, it was an absolutely terrifying experience. The hospital itself has been very busy over the previous days. There's been a real upsurge in the conflict around Kunduz. We've had 400 patients over the last 4 days or so. Our staff were actually, you know, they were working, they were tending to their patients. After the attack was over, we found one of our patients killed, still on the operating table. So you can imagine for those medical staff that are going about their night's work, I mean, this is absolutely a devastating experience for them.
Does the American air campaign in Afghanistan have much support on the ground, either on the part of NGOs or Afghan civilians? Certainly, Kunduz was taken by the Taliban last week, and there was an attempt to retake it. But does the airstrike help or hinder things?
I can't comment on a question like that. MSF is a neutral organization. We are a medical humanitarian organization providing medical assistance to the civilian population caught in the middle of a vicious conflict. This facility that we were running was the only facility of its kind. It was a specialist trauma center in the northeast of Afghanistan. Many of our patients come in with injuries that have been sustained as a result of the conflict. So it's really a vital lifeline for the population in the northeast of the country.
Well, I require no convincing as to the importance of your hospital, but certainly what you're saying is that an AC-130 gunship, a slow-moving plane with all of its guns firing with U.S. insignia on it, cannot be viewed as friendly by hospital personnel in Kunduz, and probably wasn't on this occasion on Saturday, yes?
I mean, MSF really, we have no knowledge of what type of plane conducted this attack. What we do know is that it was very precisely targeted. The hospital compound is a very large compound. The intensive care unit and the emergency rooms, which were the part of the hospital that was hit, are right in the center of it, and they were very badly damaged. And through a sustained attack, as you said, they were hit on a number of occasions. So it really seems that there was some real precision going on in terms of the part of the hospital that was hit.
If a Taliban warlord becomes a patient or a U.S. general becomes a patient, does that make your hospital more of a target?
It shouldn't do, no, because under the rules of international humanitarian law, a hospital is a hospital. The people inside are patients. And to target a medical facility in this way is a violation of that in whatever the circumstances.
Of course, violating the rules is exactly what we're talking about here.
Yes, absolutely. No, this is a flagrant violation of international humanitarian law, and the statements that have been coming out of the Afghan government in the past 24 hours would lead us to believe that there was some kind of intent behind the attack, and that we can only presume on this basis that constitutes a war crime.
And you would say this is a war crime because it was a targeted hospital. It's not the manner of the attack. It's just the fact that this was a clearly understood, a peaceful target, a medical facility with the GPS coordinates given to everyone in the conflict.
Exactly that, and also the question of intent. If through the independent investigation that we are calling for, it is proven that there was intent, then without doubt, then that would constitute a war crime.
Who was a casualty of this attack? I know that you're part of the management team of MSF, but what stories can you tell of individuals who were killed? You mentioned the one person on the operating table.
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, we had 12 of our own staff killed in the attack. They were medical staff, doctors, nurses, young men, young women working at the hospital, patients that have been brought in over the last few days. And obviously that's devastating for us as a medical organization. A hospital should represent a place of sanctuary. It's where people come when they are at their most vulnerable. Given the fact that the intensive care unit was targeted, we can presume that it was in fact the most sick and vulnerable of our patients that have been killed. People who were unable to get out of their hospital beds, probably recovering from surgical procedures and other serious medical interventions.
Vicky Hawkins is executive director at Doctors Without Borders. She spoke to us from London. Thanks so much.
Thanks.